There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Wiggy's got about 10 minutes left, and then he is off for surgery.
Yeah, pray for me, because that's the first time going on the...
Really?
Yeah, I'm scared about that.
You, never in your playing career did you have surgery that required anesthesia?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Just tell them you're nervous. They'll give you some laughing gas so that you won't even like feel the needle, and you're going to take the best nap of your life and wake up a little giggly.
I want to wake up. That's all I care about. I don't care about like the scar or anything like that, or the after effect of the surgery, like the pain or anything like that. It's the getting put to sleep.
Now, it's mouth surgery?
No, it's like on my jaw.
On your jaw?
Okay. Yeah.
Will it interfere when it comes to talking at all tomorrow morning?
I hope not, but we'll find out tomorrow. Okay. See my pain threshold's like.
Okay. Did you put your affairs in order before heading off to surgery?
That's,
I don't want to jinx anything.
No, but that's why my wife's still here, so she gets everything.
Mrs. Wiggins gets everything?
Yeah.
What about the kids?
Well, she gets it, then distributes it to the kids how she sees fit.
There's going to be a massive fight over your estate after you go.
Yeah, I think it might just be over the ring.
over the Super Bowl ring, yeah. All right, well, let's get to the news.
A road rage incident in East Bridgewater has a driver, 61-year-old Alan Eugene Steck, facing charges after police say he intentionally hit another car and then tried to hit multiple people on foot early Sunday afternoon. The car that he hit was a pickup truck, and when the driver of the pickup truck pulled over, got out to try to get the tag number of the car, that is when Steck bit his arm.
So this
guy was on a rampage. We can hear some courtroom audio from WHDH.
The Chevy Impala then turned into a driveway. At this point, O'Brien stopped and attempted to get the registration number. O'Brien then said the operator, identified as the defendant Alan Steck, started to reverse his vehicle out of the driveway and intentionally rammed into his vehicle.
Jeez, guy's on edge.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's been arrested.
He has been arrested.
Okay, all right.
Boston police are looking for four people involved in an assault near Faneuil Hall on Friday, September 13th. They've released the photos of these four individuals. They look like young men. Mitch has the photos of them. The assault happened on an adult male who was found unconscious outside of Sephora with severe injuries. They're trying to find any information. Why did this happen? What escalated this?
Four on one.
Jesus.
Not fair.
That ain't fair at all. Squabble man to man.
Yes. We can hear from Tashawn Lowe, who works in the area on NBC 10 Boston.
Very surprised because it's always a busy area, heavy traffic for lunch, breakfast. It's very crowded, so I'm surprised that even take place right here. I walk here almost every day.
Yeah.
Really scary.
Hopefully, I mean, there must be people who know who they are.
Yeah. I mean, those are pretty clear photos.
Yeah, right.
The longshoremen strike began this morning up and down the East and Gulf coasts. The strike threatens to disrupt the U.S. economy as workers are demanding better wages and a full ban on automation at U.S. ports. The union's opening offer in the talks was a 77% pay raise over the six-year life of a contract. ILA members make a base salary of $81,000 per year. Some pull in over $200,000 annually with large amounts of overtime.
So what's the 77% raise on if you go with just the minimum salary of $80,000? 10% would be $8,000, so 750. So a $60,000 raise is
not bad.
What they're looking for. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good. We can hear from ILA President Harold Daggett on CBS News.
If they keep putting machinery to take our jobs, who's going to pay the income tax? Machines or not?
All right. So it's a robot uprising thing.
Yep.
They don't want the robots picking the boxes up and putting them on the trucks.
You're probably going to need real, you know, man and woman power to do that.
Yes.
Well, they already used, I mean, in the one in the seaport, or right there in the cruise port, it's all electronic. Like, I mean, they have those huge cranes that take everything off the container ships.
But when they get it out of the container ships, though, they got to be using you know,
manpower.
Right. Manpower.
They're there, but I mean, that would always be there, I would think, right? I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that what they're fighting over?
I think that it's more so like that there would be no need for any man or woman power that the machines would handle from start to finish.
Oh, Blue Collar Friday opportunity for Curtis.
Love it.
We could have you over at the docks.
I could walk there. I could bring my lunchbox.
You'd have to cross the picket lines, but I'm sure you'd
scab it up.
All right. Yeah. And when you're down.
What would you wear if you're going to work as a longshoreman, Curtis?
A sweatshirt that said I wasn't born in Dover.
Right. Make sure you say hello to Johnny for me.
Who? Johnny who?
Johnny down at the dock.
Oh, Johnny? Is it a particular Johnny or just any Johnny?
Johnny's is that working, the Bon Jovi song?
Johnny's working hard on the docks.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Good
Polish. Worker's been on strike.
Yeah. Union's been on strike.
Bon Jovi.
He's down on his luck.
Yeah. Right? Wasn't his name
tough.
Johnny?
It's tough.
Could you imagine things being said to me if I crossed the picket line? Good morning, young friend.
That would be great. Great audio. You having casual talk with the on-strike longshoreman.
Ooh, PB&J, good choice.
Hope you guys don't mind that I wore my loafers this morning. This is Dave from Nashua. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to say good luck, Wiggy. You don't have nothing to worry about. These guys are professionals. I've had 15 surgeries and, you know, minor complications afterwards. But I'm a survivor.
It does make you nervous.
Oh, yeah.
I remember... I'm mocked and ridiculed by my children for this sometimes, and I don't get it. But when I had the horrifying near-death trip over a puppy gate, break my leg in several places incident, and I was going in for surgery, I wrote a long letter to each of my children, and they mocked me for that. Like, they call me like a scaredy cat.
That's
like,
a little much.
That's
great.
Really, really nice.
You think that's much?
Yes.
That's really nice. But for those hours where you're in surgery and your poor kids are sitting there wondering if you're going to wake up, like, well, I don't want to think about that.
I didn't give them the letter.
I
left it on my phone and I said to Jen, hey, if anything happens,
that's really nice.
To both of my children.
Good. I'm sorry. I thought you handed them letters.
So did I.
No. I just wrote it in the, you know, in case there was something that went wrong. Like, you know, I could have got that dude who removed the wrong organ.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's supposed to be my foot and he takes my liver out.
See, now, like, and you told me yesterday about people taking off the wrong limb. So, like, I got to write on the right side of my jaw. Like,
right on your jaw.
Here's where the lymphoma is. Yeah. So, not that they do something else and now I come out, you know, I don't even really care about coming out deformed. I just want to wake up.
You're going to a very good hospital. I think you're going to be
good. I'm going
where are you going?
I'm going to Dr. Lee, Christopher Lee. He's out in, he's out in Chestnut Hill.
Yeah, he's a plastic surgeon.
Yeah,
right?
He's a plastic surgeon out there. So, like I told you, I've never been put on this, so that's got me nervous.
You should ask him to do a neck lift while you're there. No disrespect.
No, I don't really have turkey neck. Is it neck?
Bit, I mean, he could just tighten things up a little bit while he's in there.
Well, once he takes this out, it'll kind of automatically
just start mouth taping.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.